This is an audio recording of the blog post What I Want for Christmas by Girl on the Net. This is actually a very, very early blog post which I wrote shortly after I'd started blogging in 2011. So if you want a little bit of extra behind the scenes info, listen at the end and I will do a bit of sort of DVD commentary on this post. But for now, here's the blog post. A while ago, I asked people for their filthy Christmas wishes. What sexual favours did they want for Christmas? Things they wouldn't normally get, but would normally get wet for. Only one person replied on Twitter, which I can only assume means you're either all prudes, or you're all already so sexually satisfied that nothing short of a jizz bomb to the face would satisfy your devious ends. And although I prefer to write about things that have actually happened, sometimes it's fun to write things that wouldn't or couldn't ever happen, because they've been living in your head for the last 10 years or so, and they're just screaming to get out. So let's assume for a minute that even people's most inappropriate and unfestive dreams can come true. Let's assume, because it's true, that I'm pissed and horny and stuck in the childhood home that reminds me of teenage wanking and sexual frenzy. Here's what I'd love to get for Christmas. A gangbang. A boy I know throws a party. He's one of my favourites. Filthy and enthusiastic and dominant and more than willing to share. Not just willing, he's desperate to share me. Nothing gets him harder than using other guys to humiliate me. To show off what he has and make me feel wrong and dirty. He wants to watch me being used, abused, beaten and covered with spunk. He invites some other guys to the house, about six of them. They're drinking and chatting, and I'm running back and forth getting beers for them, bringing snacks, deferring to him as the party host, doing what he asks. He tells the rest of the guys to make themselves at home, to help themselves to anything, to help themselves to me. I'm wearing something insignificant, but inappropriate. Black knickers and a shirt, maybe. They're all fully clothed, looking at me, touching me, slapping my ass as I walk past them. As the party gets going and they get drunk and bold enough, one of them tells me to sit on his lap. I sit as the others watch steadily, sipping their drinks. I'm sitting on this guy and he has his hands all over me, squeezing my tits, slipping inside my bra to pinch my nipples. He puts one hand round my throat and pulls my head back, as with the other, he pulls my knickers to one side to feel how wet I am. Very. A couple of the other guys in the room move forward, move closer to watch. Our host is looking on from the other side of the room and he's smiling at me, sipping beer and watching what unfolds. The guy I'm sitting on pulls one of my hands back behind me into his crotch. He tells me to touch him. I unzip him and pull out his cock. Thick, fat, hard, and I squeeze it as he slips my knickers down. He directs me firmly with his hands, gripping my hips and lifting me so he can slide his cock inside. I can feel my cunt twitch as his cock fills me up, stretching, hurting. And the other guys move forward. As I'm sat on the first boy, others move in and start touching me. His cock is sliding into me, and I'm moaning and squeezing my cunt around him, and the other guys are all grabbing at me. Casually, beers in one hand, one of my tits in the other, the guy I'm sitting on pulls open my shirt. He rips down my bra and exposes my tits, jiggling as I fuck him. Nipples nice and hard. More guys move in. Some of them have their cocks out, touching themselves, stroking rock-solid erections of all different shapes and sizes. The host is there too now, still fully clothed, talking to them. He's telling them about me and encouraging them to do more. "That's it," he says. "She's such a slut. She wants it. She fucking loves it. Do more. Hurt her. Feel her tits, that's it. She loves it when you touch her tits. Yeah, get your cock right inside her." As the guy beneath me starts to pick up the pace, thrusting violently up to meet me as I'm riding him, others want to join in. "Come on, my turn. Let me have a go. Let's bend her over the fucking sofa." The host pulls me up by my hair and bends me over the arm of the sofa. "Good girl," he says. "That's it. Shh, be quiet." I can feel the guys behind me, three or four of them pushing to be next, wanting to shove their cocks inside me. I let out a little moan and the host kneels on the sofa in front of me and says, "Let me give you something to concentrate on. Something to shut you up." And he shoves his cock into my mouth, hot and throbbing and dripping wet. I take it down to the back of my throat and it's forced further in as the first guy slams his dick into me. He's got his hands on my ass, spreading me wide as he shoves his cock into my cunt, slamming home, fucking me so hard it's like punishment. Other guys reach forward and touch my tits, my back, grab my hair and force my head further down onto the host's cock so that I choke. "Fuck yeah, that's good," one of them says. "Look how hard she's taking it. Fuck." Guys crowd around grabbing at themselves, squeezing their dicks, then pausing, squeezing and pausing, holding onto the thick streams of cum, saving it for the main event. The host remains still, not fucking my throat, just keeping his cock there to keep me quiet, to spread my mouth wide and choke me and make it harder to breathe and scream as the guys behind me take turns. "Oh, fuck yeah," one of them says. "Fuck, that's good. I'm going to fill you with spunk." I feel the first guy get more frantic. He's fucking me with force and desperation, and then, oh, I can feel him throb and twitch as he comes, hot spurts of it deep inside me. He calls me a dirty girl, slaps my ass as the next one takes his turn, hard and angry. This one talks. He tells me I'm good. He says I can take it. He says he can feel how wet I am, how much cum there is from the last guy. He tells me I'm so fucking dirty and he's so hot he'll come quickly. He can feel it coming. He's gonna shoot right in my cunt. He wants me to take it. Take it like, oh fuck, take it, you filthy bitch. I squirm as I feel a second load and I choke on the host. He grabs me roughly by the hair and starts fucking my mouth. He tells me I'm a good girl and asks me if I want some more, and then without waiting for an answer, the third guy shoves his cock into me. He comes almost straight away, on contact. I can feel it spilling out of me, buckets of it. I can feel one other guy crouch down by my side so he can aim his cum right at my tits. He grabs one of my tits and squeezes hard, lets out a grunt of satisfaction and watches the cum shoot right onto me, dripping off my nipples. The host rubs it into me, tells me I've done well, that I'm disgusting, that I fucking asked for this, begged for this. Making me lick someone else's spunk off his fingers, he asks if anyone wants to fuck me in the ass. I squeal and moan with pleasure and he shoves his dick back into my mouth, pulling my head right down so I can feel it slamming against the back of my throat. Another guy stands behind me, spitting onto his cock, parting my cheeks so that he can push his dick in. He gets the head in, slaps me on the ass, tells me to push backwards, tells me to take it, tells me I'm tight, so fucking tight. The host pulls his cock out of my mouth and asks if I want it. if I'm going to be a good girl. And it hurts and it's bad and I want it so much. So I nod. And the second guy pushes his cock all the way into my ass, filling me up, stretching me, making me panic. All the while the host is fucking my face, others are touching themselves and watching, talking to each other about what a slut I am. I push back to meet his angry thrusts, feeling him going slightly deeper with each stroke, feeling his cock throb and harden further as he gets closer to the edge. The host tells me I'm good, that I'm a slut, that they're all watching me. The other guys reach forward. One more pushes his cock into my hair, shooting ropes of spunk into it and over the host's hands as he holds my head down onto the base of his dick. The host pulls his cock out of my mouth and lifts my head. Orders me look at him, as he comes all over my face. Hot buckets of spunk covering me, dripping into my open mouth, burning my eyes. The guy in my ass fucks harder. He talks to me, tells me to look at myself, tells me I should be ashamed. Cunt dripping spunk come all over my face, tells me I should be disgusted, that I'm a dirty girl, that he's gonna come right in my ass. And as I lick the drops from around my mouth, I feel him come deep inside me, shooting spunk into my ass and gripping my hips as he pushes himself so deep inside me, I can feel every spurt. And that's what I want for Christmas. That's the gangbang fantasy. It's not very festive, I know, but I'll stick some fucking mistletoe up or something. If you like that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come and support me on Patreon and help me make more of it at patreon.com/girlonthenet. And I promised you some DVD commentary on this post, so I'm going to go for it. This is a really, really early post that I wrote back when I first started blogging. And I have a lot of fantasies like this, like really intense, kind of like humiliating, degrading BDSM type fantasies. And when I put this up for a vote, I asked Patreons to vote on what they want to hear next. And I thought I'd put this one up for the vote because it's a bit Christmassy and I'm recording this around Christmas. And when I read it through, I was kind of horrified. Like, there's a lot of reluctance and consensual non-consent in it, I think. But at the same time, there's also a lot of, oh God, I really want it. So I kind of hope that it's really clear that this is not a non-consensual thing. But it's really difficult when I'm reading back my previous blog posts to know if that actually was clear at the time. Like, I really hope it was, because obviously when I'm writing a fantasy post, I kind of feel like it's implicit that this is a thing that I really want, because it's fantasy. But yeah, I just thought that was kind of interesting and weird. And also, because I did this, I wrote this on Christmas Eve. I was having a really lonely, sad Christmas Eve. I was staying with my family, and I love my family to pieces, and we have wonderful Christmases. But I think I was missing a certain guy, or a couple of guys who I used to fuck. So I thought, oh, well, I'll while away a couple of hours on Christmas Eve by writing something absolutely filthy that I can put up on the blog. And the problem is that since I wrote this on Christmas Eve, it's now sort of become a bit of a tradition that I should write something a bit filthy and publish it on Christmas Eve. So if you go to my blog and search Christmas, you will find more filth like this that I have written on various different Christmas Eves. And if you subscribe to my blog, then I'm sure I will write something suitably grubby and deliciously disgusting that'll go up on Christmas Eve 2017. So that was a bit of a long ramble, but I really hope you enjoyed this. And yeah, girlonthenet.com/audioporn if you want to find more filth.